Christmas is about wondering. Real wondering. Not skimpy, shall we go with an artificial Christmas tree next year? Or, I wonder what I'll get for Christmas this year from whoever drew my name at the family party. Or, I wonder if that will be on an after Christmas sale. None of that weak, wimpy wondering for Christmas. I'm talking about some heavy-duty, down-to-earth, up-to-heaven wondering. Wondering is a very large part of what Christmas is. And I mean the Christmas story, the account, the record. Wondering is very much a part of that. Look for a few moments at the scriptures and trace the wondering with me. We could spend a lot of time in the Old Testament with the prophets, and we did that this year during Advent. So let's go to Matthew and Luke, and there in just the first two chapters of each gospel, it starts with Jesus' relatives, Elizabeth and Zechariah, parents of John the Baptizer. Jesus said he was the last and the greatest of the prophets. Zechariah was going about his business as a priest when the angel Gabriel showed up and said, "You and Elizabeth are going to have a baby, a boy, name him John, and he will announce the coming of the long-awaited Messiah." The real wonder, and some might call it fear, at seeing an angel, was overcome by that almost all-powerful male ego when Zechariah wondered, some might say doubted, and he said, "Wait a minute, my wife is advanced in years, and I'm old, if you know what I mean." And at that point, Gabriel wondered what it would take to convince Zechariah. And so he said, "I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And if that's not enough, you shall not speak until the baby is born. Now go home and see what happens." Even Gabriel must have wondered at the next assignment. If the senior citizen detail wasn't tough enough, next came Mary, who was a virgin, about to be told she was going to bear a son, all the while remaining a virgin. Needless to say, Mary wondered even and more deeper than Gabriel did. And at that point, Gabriel said, "Your relative Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant, for with God, nothing is impossible." Mary first said, "Let it be," but then she wondered some more, and who could blame her for that? And so she went to visit Elizabeth and Zechariah to check it out for 3 months. There's no instant answer to wondering at that level. We don't have to wonder much to know that Joseph wondered. He wondered much and long and deep as to whether or not to marry Mary. Deep disappointment was a large part of that mix. And at that point, it's no wonder Gabriel, the angel of the Lord, was needed again. Yet even the angel had to remind Joseph that this was foretold in the prophet Isaiah. And with that, we ought to stand in wonder at Joseph's faith. He did understand. He accepted the baby. And as his earthly father named him Jesus, in Hebrew, Joshua, means salvation. If Joseph's faith was not a minor miracle, it for sure was a major wonder. And speaking of major wonders, how about the shepherds? They were at the very bottom of the social strata of their day. A shepherd was not even allowed to testify in court. How about them being visited by the heavenly host, praising God and saying? One angel wasn't enough to move them to go to Bethlehem and see. Their wonder needed a whole battalion of angels. And then there's the wise men. They wondered where the new king of the Jews was to be born. Their wonder got in the way of their wisdom, asking the present king Herod where the new king was not very wise. And after coming all that way, one could have imagined that they could find their way from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. It's only about 30 miles. I wonder why they asked. And at that point, it was back to the original OnStar guidance system, another wonder, not to mention a dream that sent them home anyway but near King Herod. There was lots of wondering about Christmas. So, are we still as faithful and obedient and brave as Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph and who knows how many shepherds and the wise men? Are we still wondering about Christmas? Do we dare to wonder about a virgin birth? Relegating it to a quaint tale to get the attention of those who didn't know any better is not wondering. It is historical and scientific pride at its worst. Not thinking about it at all is just as foolish. Do we dare to wonder as to what God was doing? Do we wonder enough to let it be a facet of the Christmas event that lends its brilliance to the glory of it all? When's the last time we wondered about the virgin birth? About the glory of it? And speaking of glory and wondering about the glory of Christmas, where do we look to see it? It has to be more than the tree at Rockefeller Center, even with its Swarovski crystal topper. We can start with wondering about Jesus making all that and this difference. We can wonder why we're here tonight, maybe for the first time. Or we can wonder why we're always here again and again and again. We can wonder why family and friends mean more to us, at least get more attention from us at Christmas. We can wonder listening to the music and looking at the decorations and singing really old songs that we know much better than the most popular new songs. We can wonder about the 92 million people who are traveling this Christmas, and that's just in the United States. And we can wonder at all the effort and the extra work that goes into the season. And we can wonder why people will now go out of their way telling others thank you and visiting and actually thinking about goodwill and peace on earth. There's plenty of wonder left. The reason and the cause and the origin and the good of all that wonder is, as the carol says, Christ is born today. Christ is born. Understanding that begins and ends in wondering. No wonder, no Christmas. It's as simple and as basic as that. We came here tonight with wonder, and we leave with more wonder. Wonder why God loves you and me. Wonder why you and I are so blessed. And yes, wonder why you and I are not blessed with what we want for ourselves and what we want for others. Wonder about that too, and wonder what God and you and I together can do about it. Wonder about Christmas. Don't leave here with less wonder. If we do that, we've missed the point. The point of wondering is to increase the wonder. Angels and stars and babies, where and when they're not supposed to be, that's only the beginning. Notice that the church's year doesn't work up to Christmas. It begins with Advent and Christmas and goes on from there to baby Jesus being born, to you and I being born again. And from the birth of Jesus, we move to his teachings and his miracles. And his miracles are just ways to make us wonder about his teachings. And then there is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, where God uses a cross to get our attention, and then he blows our minds with the resurrection's empty tomb. And it doesn't stop there. Hardly. What about heaven? With the full-time, permanent glory of God, which has everything to do with family and friends and loved ones, this time with an eternal lifetime guarantee. And what about all that God has not shown us yet? Wondering about Christmas? Let's keep it up. It's just the beginning. Amen.